Natural History Nerds. Adam Burke here. It's the latest episode of Territories, a history podcast from KSUT and Magic City Studios. Today, we bring you an audio postcard from a tiny adobe church built by Hispanic settlers in 1928. This church is in a little settlement called Tiffany, just south of Ignacio in Colorado, toward the New Mexico border. The adobe walls of the Tiffany Church are crumbling. The paint on its bell tower is peeling off. And a few years ago, the building was designated as one of Colorado's most endangered historic sites. But just once a year, in June, the church opens its doors to celebrate Catholic Mass. And this is the story of an old instrument that has been in the Tiffany Church for nearly a century.
Just gonna make some sounds, I think, and see what we got.
My name is Carol Thurman.
Uh-oh.
I am 73 years old. We got a sticky key, looks like. Let's see if we have anything. And I have been playing the organ at the Iglesia de San Antonio in Tiffany, Colorado, for 4 years. Are we gonna get something today? Maybe this one doesn't work. Aha! Don't have any bass yet. I do play the organ. I'm mainly a pianist, but I also play organ. Playing this organ is very special because it is so old. Like myself, it's old. It has seen a lot of history. This one didn't do anything. I'm amazed after 100 years that it still plays. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stops. So that one works, and this one, the stops on this organ, only 5 of them seem to be working right now. This organ makes sound with reeds. It's a different sound from pipes. It's air through wood. Kind of a warmer type of sound. Pumping with your feet is a little distracting from trying to play your music. Knowing if you stop pumping, the organ stops playing. It's more of a full body workout. It's a lot like riding a bicycle, I think. Let me play. Oh, let's do this one. This one is Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Oh, yeah. I think it's one of our greatest hits. This is a very special place. You just feel all the people that have been here through the years, the people that built this church with their own hands and worshiped here. And yes, it has cracks, it needs repairs, it's held together by cables, but it stands. It's a real part of the history, and I don't know how big Tiffany ever got to be, but it was a stop on the railroad for a while, and now you would not know there was a town there, really.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Once a year, people come from many places to be at that Mass. And all of those little pews down below are full.
Holy, holy.
And I'm playing on the organ, and they are singing, but there are more voices singing than just the people downstairs. like the sound of a choir. You had the voices down below, and these were other, these were definitely other voices. When that all comes together, it is like the church is young again. In many ways, the organ is like the human voice. It breathes like we do. How it makes sound is a lot like our voices. It sings, and so it is kind of like a living thing. I know it's not alive, but it is a very special instrument, and it's waiting all year to be played.
Been listening to Territories, a history podcast from Magic City Studios and KSUT Public Radio. Support for Territories comes from the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. Thanks this week go out to Carol Thurman, Margaret Lucero, Monique Rivas, and Ruth Lambert for their help with this story. You can find out more about Territories online at theterritories.net. I'm Adam Burke. The landscape has many more stories to tell. Please join us next time for another journey on this audio time machine.